Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bezchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
This shiur is on Kedushin, Daf Samach. Daf Samach begins with a discussion about a complicated case of a lineup of people that are all being Mekadish the same Isha. One person came over and was Mekadish her Mikan ula'achar Shloshim Yoyim. The Kedushin should be Chal Me'achsha from now ula'achar Shloshim Yoyim and after 30 days. Someone else was Mekadish her Me'achsha ula'achar Esrim Yoyim from now and after 20 days. And a third person was Mekadish her Me'achsha ula'achar Asarim from now and after 10 days. And the Gemara brought down a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan about what the halacha is in this case. Rav had said, and this was actually Abaya's words at the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis explaining the shita of Rav, Abaya said, Bidas Rav, that we'd be choshesh for the kedushin of the Rishain and the Achrain, the first person and the third person, but we wouldn't have to worry about the middle person. Abaya explained that Rav was mesupik. When a person makes this kind of an expression, me'achshav ula'achav shleishim yoyim, from now, and also later, what does he mean? Is it now? Is it later? And Rav held that the person, Rav had a suffix, whether the person meant to be making it tonight, that it should be chal me'achshav from now, after 30 days, it should be chal retroactive to now, or whether the person meant to be doing a chazara. He said first me'achshav and then changed his mind, and he meant to say, no, not me'achshav, it should only be la'achar shleishim yoyim. And so Abaya said that according to Rav, the first person's kedushin would be chal, because maybe it's really a lashon of tanai, and the kedushin are chal retroactively, so whoever spoke first, that's the person whose kedushin will be chal first, and so she'll be b'kedushas to the rishon. The last one's kedushin are also chal, because maybe this lashon is a lashon of chazara, that everybody really means to be chizir from what they said me'achshav, and they really mean that it should be chal later. And so the first person who said me'achshav ula'achar shleishim yoyim, his kedushin won't be chal till after 30 days. The second person said me'achshav ula'achar esrim yoyim, the third person said me'achshav ula'achar asar yamim. So the third person, his kedushin are going to be chal after 10 days, his kedushin are going to be chal first. So on the tzad that it means chazara, the last person's kedushin would be chal first. On the tzad that it means tanai, the first person's kedushin would be chal first. And so Abaya said that according to Rav, the kedushay rishain are a kedushin, the kedushay achrain are a kedushin, but the kedushay sheni, the middle person, his kedushin are not a kedushin. Because mamanavshach, if it's a lashon of tanai, then the kedushay rishain came before the sheni. If it's a lashon of chazara, then the kedushay achrain came before the sheni. So the Kedushay Sheni are for sure not a Kedushin. And the Gemara explained, the Gemara added a step, that even though you might have thought that the Kedushay Sheni are also worth being Cheshish for, because maybe different people mean different things when they say this Lashon. Mahu Detema, the Gemara said, you might have thought that Hai Lishna Mashma Tanoa Umashma Chazara, that maybe the words really could mean Tanai, could mean Chazara, and different people mean different things. And then you'd have to be cheshish for the second person's kedushin also. Maybe the first one, when he said me'achshav ula'achar shleishim yoyim, he meant a chazara, so his kedushin are not chal retroactively. The second person meant tanai, so his kedushin are chal retroactively, and his kedushin will come before the third person's kedushin. And then that would be a reason to be cheshish for the second person's kedushin as well. But Abaya came to tell us that no, kamash milan Abaya, that we don't have to be worried that different people mean different things. The words have just one particular meaning. Rav was mesupik what that meaning was. Is it a lashon of tanai or is it a lashon of chazara? But whatever it means, it always means. And therefore, again, in a nutshell, the bottom line according to Rav is that in this complicated scenario where you have three people, me'achshav ula'achar shloshim, me'achshav ula'achar esrim, me'achshav ula'achar asar yamim, the first person and the third person have a suffix kedushin, but the second person has no kedushin at all. That's all the shita of Rav. Then Rabbi Yochanan comes along. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu me'atoyf simba." Rabbi Yochanan says that everyone's kedushin can be chal, And for that matter, you could add another many, many people. There could be dozens of people. There could be 100 people that make a kedushin along these lines, and everybody's kedushin are going to be chal. Rav Masharshi said, "Amelim Rav Masharshi, Abreid Rav Amin Rav Asi, Azbrolach Taimid Rav Yechanan. Let me explain to you the reason of Rav Yechanan." And Rav Masharshi went on to explain the reason of Rav Yechanan with a complicated lamdasha explanation, which we'll return to in a moment to see the different pshatim that the Rishonim given that explanation. But before we go on to hear what was Rav Masharshi's complicated lamdasha explanation, Rashi and Tesis are both bothered by Akasha. Why did Rav Masharshi need to give a complicated lamdasha explanation? Why did he come in and say, Azbar lachtaimid Rav Yechanan? Isn't the time of Rav Yechanan Pashut, based on what we just said before? In the words of Abaye that we just learned, we heard a pshat that would make everybody's kedushin bichal. Maybe it's a suffix tnai, suffix chazara, and a suffix that everybody means their own thing. Maybe the first person meant a chazara, so his kedushin are not chal, and the second person means a tnai, and that will make his kedushin bichal. But maybe the second person also didn't mean a tanai. The second person meant a chazara like the first person, and only the third person meant a tanai. So the third person's kedushin would be chal. Maybe the first person meant a tanai, so his kedushin would be chal. If we just say that the lashon is mashma tanai u mashma chazara, then that would be a reason to say that we have to be chesh for everyone's kedushin. We already spoke out that side before Rabbi Yechanan spoke up in the Gemara. The Gemara had already spoken at its side that maybe we should be chayshish for the Kedusha Sheni as well, because the Lashon is Mashma, Tanai, and Chazara, and each person might mean their own thing. So even though Abaye said that Rav doesn't hold that way, Abaye said that according to Rav, we're only chayshish for the Rishon and for the Shlishi, but not for the Sheni. Because Rav holds that the Lashon only means one thing. We don't know which thing it means, but it only means one thing. And therefore, Rav was only mesupik for the Rishon and the Shlishi, but not for the Sheni. But from the words of Abaye, we heard that there is a lamdas that would explain why one would be cheshish for all three kedushins. If you hold that the Lashon could mean either one, could mean tonight, could mean chazara, and different people could mean different things, then that explains perfectly well why we'd be cheshish for everybody's kedushin. So when Rabbi Yechanan comes in and says, "Afilu meya teifsim b'frek Rashi," what does Masharshi have to say? Azbar lachtaim, I'll tell you the lamdas. And he comes in, he's machadish, a new lamdas in Rabbi Yechanan. Why didn't the new lamdas? Why can't the pshat in Rabbi Yechanan be that he holds that it's a lashon tanai and a lashon chazara, and different people mean different things? And for Drashi, Rav Masharshi was medayik in the lashon of Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan said, afilu kedushe meya toif simba, that all of the kedushin are toifes. That means that they're all really chal. The lamdas that we were saying before, that it might be a lashon tanai and it might be a lashon of chazara, that was all a reason to be chayshesh for everyone's kedushin misafek. We don't know whose kedushin were chal. She'll need to get from everyone. Maybe the rishon meant a lashon tanai, so his kedushin are chal and nobody else's are. Maybe the rishon meant a lashon chazara, but the sheni means a lashon tanai, so she'll need to get from the sheni. Maybe the Rishon and the Sheni both meant Chazara and the Shlishi meant the Lashon Tanai. So then she should need to get from the Shlishi. All of those tzadim are a tzad that she's a Eishes Ish of one of these three men. And we don't know who it is. We have a tzad that it's the Rishon, a tzad that it's the Sheni, a tzad that it's the Shlishi. That would explain why someone might say that she needs to get from all three of them. But the Lashon of Rabbi Yechanan was more than that. Not that she needs to get from all three because we don't know whom she's married to. Afilu meya toif simba. She's mamish married to all of them. That's got to be a different lamdas. That's where Rav Masharshi came and said, "Azbar lachtaim Rav Yechanan." I'll tell you the pshat of Rav Yechanan. The pshat that we heard before in the words of Abaya, although it's good enough to explain why someone would hold she needs to get from all three, but it's not good enough to explain the lashon of Rav Yechanan of afilu meya toif simba. So that's Rashi's explanation. That's how Rashi explains why Rav Masharshi needs to be moisef a new lamdas to explain Rabbi Yechanan. Now I mentioned this, even though it's really Parshat Pshat in the Gemara, Rashi says it, Tosfos says it, but we'll soon see in Yiras Hashem that possibly in the Rambam, there's another possibility, that this
kasha that Rashi asked, that Rashi was ma'irir, why couldn't you learn differently, might still come into play when we come to explain the Rambam. So therefore we mention this pshat. Next, let's go on to explain the actual words, the actual pshat that Rav Misharshi says, Bedas Rav Yechanan. Rav Misharshi says, I'll explain to you the words of Rav Yechanan, Azbar Lachtam and Rav Yechanan, and he says, Shavu nafshayu kishragi delivni, t'cholchad v'chad rav cholchav reshavak. They made themselves like a row of bricks in which each one leaves space for the one after him. Some kind of a mashal, some kind of a symbolic expression. And the Rishonim will explain that what that means is that the prior people leave space in their Kedushin for the later people to be Mekadesh Har. So for example, if there's a Rishon and a Sheni, the Rishon was Mekadesh Har, but he left space in his Kedushin that allows the Sheni to also be Mekadesh Har. But of course, the Sula Gavaldiga Shaila, what does that mean, that he left space for someone else to be Mekadesh Har? How does that work? We know Kedushin makes an Isser Eishes Ish. The Torah says, an Isha that's married to Reuven can't become a Kedesh to Shimon. So what does that mean? Reuven is able to leave space in his Kedushin that Shimon should still be able to be Mekadesh Har. So we find Be'ikr Tu Mahalchim in the Rishonim, two main pshatim in how to explain this lumdus of Rav Misharshi Abedas Rav Yechanan. There's the pshat of the Ravid and the pshat of Taisus. The Ravid says, let's bring in a Gemara in Gittin Daf Peites. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Peites, there's a sugya of Kedushei Chutz. Kedushin with a Chutz with an exception. The sugya actually starts off with a Gerushei Chutz, a Gerushin with a Chutz, and then it transitions over to Kedushei Chutz. Gerushei Chutz would mean that a person gives his wife a get. What does a get say? It says that I'm cutting off the ishus between me and you. The ishus which had prevented you from marrying other people, I'm cutting off that ishus. But chutz mi plaini, I'm leaving out that which I'm cutting off the ishus and being matter you to the rest of the world. I'm leaving out one person. Plaini, legabe plaini, you should still be married to me. Legabe everybody else, I'm divorcing you. You're not married from me. You can go marry them. But legabi plaini, you should still be married to me. And in Mamel, if you try to go marry him, the Kedushin won't be chal. Because legabi him, you're still married to me. That was the case of Gerushei Chutz, which the Gemara concludes in Gittin Daf Peites. There's no such thing. In the parasha of Gerushin, the Torah uses the word krisus. Krisus indicates that it has to be an absolute separation. A partial separation is not considered a separation. It's not a kiyum of the Gezeiras HaKasuv of krisus. And so, Gerushei Chutz are not Chal. But while the Gemara was talking about that possibility of Gerushei Chutz, the Gemara then suggested a different possibility. How about if you do that kind of a thing with Kedushin? How about if a person makes a Kedushin, he gives it to Bas, he says it goes over to an Isha Harei Mekudeshes Li. Now, ordinarily, when you say Harei Mekudeshes Li, you mean to say that you should be married to me, and as a result, you are usher to everyone else. I'm making you into an Eishes Ish. I'm making you forbidden to every other man in the world. But let's say he says, Harei Mekudeshes Li, Chutz Mi Plaini. I'm making you married to me, so you should become an Eishes Ish Legabi, everyone in the world except for Plaini. Legabi Plaini, you're not married to me. And so Legabi Plaini, you're not an Eishes Ish. So Plaini can marry you. If Reuven Lamashal makes the Kedushin Chutz Mi Shimon, according to this possibility in the Gemara in Gittin, if Reuben will be Mekadesh and Isha Chutz Mi Shimon, then if Levi or Yehud or Yisachar would go over and try to be Mekadesh Har, the Kedushin wouldn't be Chal. She's an Eishes Ish, she's married to Reuben. But if Shimon would be Mekadesh Har, the Kedushin wouldn't be Chal. Because Lagabi Shimon, she's not married to Reuben, because Reuben left Shimon out of his Kedushin. He said, I'm Mekadesh you to me, Chutz Mi Shimon. So the Gemara in Gittin Daf Peites raises such a possibility that there's such a thing as making a Kedushin with a Chutz. Comes along the Ravid. The Ravid says, you know what Rabbi Yechanan means in our sugya when he says it's possible for everybody to leave room for everybody else in their Kedushin? It means that when a person says, Harei Mekudeshes Li, Me'achshev Ul'achash Shleishim Yoim, he really means to be saying chutz. Just like Reuven could be mekadesh an isha chutz mi Shimon, over here also, you're making a kedushin with a chutz. But who's the chutz over here? You're not leaving out a specific individual, a guy named Shimon. You're leaving out from your kedushin anyone that would come along and be mekadesh her within 30 days. So then if Shimon will come and be mekadesh her within the next 30 days, then it'll be Nizgala Lemafreya, that he's the guy, or he's one of the people that I was leaving out of my kedushin. If Yosef Binyamin will come and be mekadesh her within 30 days, then I left them out of the kedushin. Because by saying Me'ach Shevel Achash Shloshim Yoyim, what I meant to be saying is Hareyat Mekudeshesli, Chutz Mei, anyone that'll be mekadesh you within 30 days. So Me'ela, you can have the kedushin of many people that are all going to be teifis in this isha. The first person who was Mekadesh Shar, he was Mekadesh Shar, Lagabi, the whole world, except for the people of a small class. Lagabi, everybody else, he was Mekadesh Shar, so his Kedushin are certainly Chal, she's Mekadesh to the Rishain. Who's in that small class of people that the Rishain left out? Whoever will be Mekadesh Shar in the next 30 days. So if Shimon, Levi, Yehuda came along and were Mekadesh Shar within the next 30 days, they were all left out of the Rishain's Kedushin. So therefore their Kedushin is also Chal. And each subsequent one, if the second one Shimon also said Me'ach Shuvah L'Achash Shloshim Yom, so he was also leaving out whoever will be mekadesh her within the next 30 days. So his kedushin don't aser, don't prevent Levi, and Levi did the same thing, and his kedushin don't prevent Yehuda. That's how Kol Chad V'Chad Rav Chalachav Reshavak. Everybody leaves space for the next one, because each person's kedushin included a chutz. They left out, who'd they leave out? They left out from their Kedushin anyone that will come and be Mekadesh within the next 30 days. That's the Ravid's Pshat in our Gemara, how you can make a Kedushin that leaves space for other people. The only problem with the Ravid's Pshat, I say problem meaning because most Rishain and Lamaisa prefer not to learn like the Ravid. Taisus doesn't learn like the Ravid. The Ritva brings it down, has all our Arichos, and decides that the Ravid's Pshat is not the best Pshat in the Gemara. The Ran also says, like the Ritva, not to learn like the Ravid. The reason, the main reason, there's a number of objections, but the main reason why most Rishonim don't want to learn like the Ravid is because he's using this idea that I said that we find this in the Gemara and Gittin Daf Pei Tes, but Lemaisa, the Maskana of the Gemara and Gittin Daf Pei Tes is that it doesn't work. It's true that the Gemara raises such a possibility. The Gemara says that even though we decided that by Gerushin, you can't make a Gerushin with a Chutz because there's a Kasav of priestess, that it has to be an absolute separation, but maybe Kedushin should be better. The Gemara raises such a possibility, but that's not the end of the discussion. The Gemara over there comes to a Maskana that no, Kedushin is not any better. The same way Gerushin doesn't work, Kedushin also doesn't work. Why? Because Iska Shavai Eliyatsiya, there's a Hekish between Kedushin and Gerushin. And so the Gezeres HaKosov of Krisis, which says that Gerushin has to be absolute, also says that Kedushin has to be absolute. So the Maskana, the same Gemara which gave rise to this idea, also knocks down this idea. Lemaisa, there is no such thing as Kedushin with a Chutz. So that's why most Rishonim don't want to learn like the Ravid. The Ravid, nevertheless, says that that's Pshat and Rabbi Yechanan over here. The Gemara in Gittin, says that there's no such thing. That's the Gemara in Gittin. That's the opinion of some Amirayim. Rabbi Yechanan argues, Rabbi Yechanan holds like the Havamin of the Gemara in Gittin, that although Gerushin has a Gezeres HaKosov that you can't make a Gerushin with a Chutz, but by Kedushin you could make a Kedushin with a Chutz, and we don't make the Hekesh of Havai Leitziya Le'inyin Zeh. So Rabbi Yechanan is arguing with the Maskon of the Gemara in Gittin. So that's the Ravid's Pshat in our Gemara. That's the first Mahalach in the Rishonim. Tosfos has a completely different Pshat. Because again, like I said, he doesn't want to learn that it's relying on that Sad, that Havamin of the Gemara and Gittin. Lamaisa, we don't hold like that. Lamaisa, we hold that Iskish Havai Eliyatsiya and a Kedushin with a Chutz isn't Chal. So what's the Pshat in Kol Chad V'Chad Rav Chalachav Reshavak? The way Tosfos learns, and the Achrayim add explanation to be Mazber better what Tosfos means, but Tosfos and the Ritva and the Ran, they Neman that this is the Iker Pshat, that what it means is when a person says Me'ach Shuvah L'Achar Shloshim Yom, what he means is that the Chalais of the Kedushin should happen gradually. Ordinarily, when a person says, and he puts a ring on her finger, so, shayin, the minute that he puts the ring on the finger, the Kedushin are chal. A second earlier, she was a Pnuya. Now he made her into an Eshes Ish. what Rabbi Yechon is being mechadish over here is that really that's a tremendously big deal that you do over there. You say these words, you put a ring on her finger, and with that she becomes an Eishes Ish. That's a major transition. It's a very big, heavy chalais that happens over there. You make it all in one moment like that. But it doesn't have to be that way. Sure, if you just say Harei Mekudeshes Li, and you put a ring on her finger, you can make this great, big, heavy chalais all in one moment. But it could be done gradually also. And so if a person says Harei Mekudeshes Li Me'achshav Ula Achar Shleishim Yoyim, and then he gives her a ring, so what he means to be saying is, I'm slowing down this chalais. After all, it's such a big deal to make a pnuya into an Eishes Ish. It's, like I said, I was saying, it's a heavy chalais. Lamashal, let's imagine, of course, this is a mashal ba'alma, but imagine that you could measure such a chalais with, in terms of physical weight, and let's call it 100-pound chalais, or maybe to make it better for the mashal and the gemara, a 30-pound chalais. So, or to put it on a different scale, it's a 30-point chalais. When he says, what he means is that it should take 30 days for this chalais to build up. Each day, 1 pound or 1 point of the chalais comes into effect. She becomes 1/30th of an Eishes Ish. This transition of a pnuya to an Eishes Ish should happen a little bit at a time. After 3 days, she'll be 10% an Eishes Ish. After 15 days, she'll be 50% an Eishes Ish. And the chalais is happening gradually, and she's becoming more and more of an Eishes Ish. Until at the end of the 30 days, she's in ganzen an Eishes Ish. That's what it means. Everybody's leaving space for the next one. What it means is that he's making the chalais come in slow motion. When you just say and you give the isha tabas and you don't add any zman, you mean to be saying that even though this is a great big transition, making you from a pruny into an ishish, I want to do the whole thing b'vas achas. But if you say you're slowing down the process. You're saying that I want you to gradually develop into an Eishes Ish, emerge into an Eishes Ish, and it happens little by little. Memela, if someone else will come along in the middle, Reuven was Mekadishar on day one. He said, Me'achash v'lachash leishim yan. On day two, along comes Shimon, and he gives her a tabas also. So Dr. Be'echanan, why shouldn't she be Mekadishas to Shimon? She's not in Gansan an Eishes Ish. She's only a little bit of an Eishes Ish. It's day two. She's 3% an Eishes Ish. So that's not going to stop Shimon's Kedushin from being Chal. On the other hand, Shimon's Kedushin aren't going to stop Reuven's Kedushin from being Chal. Reuven came first. Reuven got his Chalais going before Shimon's Chalais got going. Therefore, they're both going to be Chal. And if every day another one comes along, they'll all be Chal. Afilu Meya Taif Simba. Because everyone's coming along when she's a partial Eishes Ish. In order to prevent someone else's Kedushin from being Chal, you need her to be a full-fledged Eishes Ish. Over here, where she's only a partial Eishes Ish, so it's enough to make the first ones be chal, but it's not enough to prevent the next one from being chal. So Zok Taisvis, that by learning this way, Taisvis is being marviach, then now it fits even lafi the maskana of the Gemara in Gittin. La'olam, there's no such thing as a kedushin with a chutz. To say that I want to be mekadesh and isha, but she should be an Eishes Ish for some people, but not for other people, for everyone in the world except for Pliny. That doesn't work. We learn from Gerushin that it doesn't work. No such thing. But over here, I'm not differentiating between some people and other people. She's an Eishes Ish for everybody in the world, just not so fast. She's a little bit of an Eishes Ish for everybody in the world. And in a few more days, after 30 days, she'll be a full-fledged Eishes Ish for everybody in the world. Taisa says it's better than the case of the Kedushei Chutz because over there, what was left out is never going to be filled up. When you say Chutz mi Shimon, if Reuven is Mekadesh and Isha, Chutz mi Shimon, so that Chutz mi Shimon remains La'ilam Vohad. Reuven's Kedushin are never meant to Asahar on Shimon. That doesn't work. The Maskan of the Gemara in Gittin is that you can't make a Kedushin with a Chutz. But over here, so even though for the next week, 2 weeks, for the next month, other people can come and be Mekadeshar. It's true there's a gap in the Kedushin, but it's a temporary gap. It's slowly getting filled up. Whatever he's leaving out, he's only leaving out temporarily. By the end of 30 days, she'll be a full-fledged Eishes Ish. So that's not called a shiur. That's not called a gap. And the maskana of the Gemara in Kedushin that in Gittin that says that you can't have a Kedushin with a shiur, that doesn't come to include this type of Kedushin. So again, in a nutshell, we have these two mahalchim, the Ravid and Tosfos. The Ravid learns that the way that everybody's kedushin can be chal is because it's considered a kedushin with a chutz, like that sign in the Gemara in Gittin. Tosfos learns that it has nothing to do with chutz. It's that the kedushin is chal slowly. And the big difference is that according to the Ravid, we're going dafka like the Havamin of the Gemara in Gittin daf Peites, whereas according to Tosfos, it stems even with the maskana of the Gemara in Gittin daf Peites. Our next discussion is very much related to the previous discussion, but it's on the next little bit of the Gemara. The next piece of Gemara, we find Masiv Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina asked the kasha from a brace, and the brace that says, Mehayim ul'achar misa, get ve'ina get. That if somebody says, I'm giving you a get, it should be chal mehayim and la'achar misa, like the cases we were talking about, where he says, from now, and then he mentions a later date. We were talking about me'achshav u'la'achash le'ishav yoyim. Here it's me'hayoyim u'la'achar misa. And it says in the Brisa, get ve'ina get, we have a suffix, whether it does work, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says that according to Rav, it fits very nicely. Rav holds that such a lashon is a suffix t'nai, suffix chazara. So therefore, if on the tzad that it's a t'nai, it's a good get. So that's the tzad that it is a get. On the tzad that it's a chazara, so he's saying that I want it to be chal'achar misa, then it's not a good get. And Rav was mesupik, whether it's a t'nai or a chazara, so it's a get ve'ina get. So according to Rav, it's gavaldi. But the Gemara says, Ela l'Rabbi Yechanan, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Amr Shiur Havi, Rabbi Yechanan, who says that it's supposed to be a shiur, so called Gita Dimashayu Revelai Klomhu, then it shouldn't work at all. Why does the Brisa say that it's a suffix, whether it works or it doesn't work? According to Rabbi Yechanan, it shouldn't work at all. And the Rishonim will need to explain what's this assumption of Rav Chanina, that according to the Rabbi Yechanan's lamdus, whatever exactly his lamdus was, it wouldn't work in this brisa. Even though we just said before, Rabbi Yechanan had a very gevaldig lamdus. We had two pshatim, the Ravid's pshat, Tosfos's pshat. Rabbi Yechanan meant something. He kolchad v'chad ravcha l'chavri shavak. He had some lamdus of how you could have something that's chal mehayoyim ulach shleishim. So why doesn't it work in the case of the get mehayim ulachami? So why does the Gemara say over there Rabbi Yechanan's lamdus surely shouldn't work? So here we have a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, but it corresponds exactly to the machlekes between the Ravid and Tosfos that we had in the previous Gemara with the Rashi taking the mahalach of the Ravid. Rashi says that the reason why Rabbi Chanina thought that Rabbi Yechanan's lamdus wouldn't work in this case is because in this case we're talking about a get. And Rabbi Yechanan's lamdus would only work in the case of kedushin, but it wouldn't work in the case of a get. Why not? Well, like we were just saying before, according to the Ravid, the way this is supposed to work is because it's like you said, chutz. Well, the Gemara in Gittin was emphatic that there's no such thing as a gerushin with a chutz. It says krisus, sefer krisus. We learn from the word krisus that a gerushin has to be an absolute separation between the two. The only Shaila in the Gemara in Kedushin is whether the same is true for Kedushin or not. Do we learn Kedushin from Geirishin or do we not learn Kedushin from Geirishin? So, granted, the Maskan in the Gemara in Gittin was that we do learn Kedushin from Geirishin, but Zach the Ravid Rabbi Yechanan over here holds that we don't learn Kedushin from Geirishin. Fine, Rabbi Yechanan is allowed to argue on that Maskan, so that's a legitimate position. He can hold that by Kedushin you can have a chutz. But by Geirishin, you for sure can't have a chutz. That's a given in the Gemara in Gittin that there's no such thing as Gerushin with a chutz, that's mefurish in the pasuk. Say for krisis. Krisis means it has to be an absolute separation. So therefore, Rabbi Chanina over here has to kashan Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, you have a very geshmak alumdis. You could say it all you want in cases of kedushin, but you can't say it in cases of gerushin. And here we have a brisa, hareza gitech mehayim ulachar misa. And the brisa says, get ve'ine get. That shouldn't work according to you, according to Rabbi Yechanan. It shouldn't work by gerushin at all. That's how Rashi learns pshat, that Rav Chanina's kasha is based on the assumption that Rav Yechanan's lamdus won't work by get. And the pshat is like we learned before, he's learning like the Ravid, that the whole lamdus in Rav Yechanan is that it should work like a chutz. Tosfos is not satisfied with this pshat, of course, because according to Tosfos, that this sugi really has nothing to do with chutz. This sugi is really about a gradual chalais. So there's no reason to think that it should work any less for a get than it should for a kedushin. If it was like a chutz, it wouldn't work for kedushin either. Tosfos wants us to shtim with the maskan of the Gemara in Gittin. So the only reason why Rabbi Yochanan thinks that this would work is because it's different than a regular case of chutz. If it's different than a case of chutz, and that's why it works for Kedushin, it should really work for Gerushin also. So what then is Rabbi Chanina's kasha? Why does Chanina say that I could shlug up Rabbi Yochanan because I found a braisa where it says that you have a suffix Gerushin, it's a get but ain't a get. When you say Me'ayim Melachamisa, why doesn't that work according to Rabbi Yochanan? Me'ayim Melachamisa, maybe it means that it starts today and it's Nigmar Lachamisa, and so you end up half and half. It's a partial get and partially not a get, and that's why it's get but ain't a get. Chalatzis Velamisa Bemes. What's the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? So Tesis explains the pshat is because Rabbi Yochanan's lamdas that you could make a Kedushin or a Gerushin where the Chalei should start today and continue slowly, gradually, and eventually end, that's all good if you say it should take 30 days, 10 days, a year. Name your Zman. You say a Zman how slowly you want it to go, but you have an end point. At the end of the 30 days, L'mashal, it's supposed to be Nigmar. That's what makes it better than the case of Chutz, like we said before. Chutz won't work because you're leaving, let's say, if you say Chutz mi Ruven, or Ruven says Chutz mi Shimon, so you're making a Kedushin or a Gerushin that never is going to affect Shimon, that's no good. That's a Shear. That's excluded from the Pasuk of Krisus. The reason why this case is better, Taisa said, is because there's an end point. I'm leaving a gap in my Kedushin, but it's a temporary gap. The gap will get filled by the end of 30 days. There's no more gap. So that makes it better than the cases of Chutz from the Gemara and Gittin. But if your end point is not after 30 days or after 100 days or after a year, your end point is La'achar Misa, you say that the get or the Kedushin should be chal starting today and ending after I die. But after I die, I'm not able to make Kedushin or Gerushin. I'm not a bar Kedushin or a bar Gerushin. I can't make any chalitzim after I die. So that means that what you're effectively saying is that this chalitz should never become completed. It should start today and never become completed. If you're saying it should never become completed, then it's no better than the cases of Chutz mi Ruvain, Chutz mi Shimon, Chutz mi Levi. All those cases in the Gemara and Gittin, where the Gemara comes to a maskana that if you leave somebody out of your get, or you leave somebody out of your Kedushin, that's not a good get, that's not a good Kedushin. Why is our case better? Because you're only leaving somebody out temporarily. It's la'achar shleishim yom. By the end of 30 days, it'll be complete. But if it's la'achar misa, it'll never become complete. It'll never become complete. It goes back to being similar to the cases of a shiur in the Gemara and Gittin, and that's why it's not chal. So when Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Yochanan, he asked the kashan Rabbi Yochanan from this braisa, what did he see in this where the braisa said, "Habayze gitich me'ayom la'achar misa." Get ve'ine get, and he said that doesn't stum with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's lamdas would never explain this. What was it about the case of this braisa that doesn't fit with Rabbi Yochanan's lamdas? According to Tosfos, it's the fact that the shear in this braisa goes till he dies, that the completion is only supposed to be la'achar misa. That wouldn't work according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's completely a different nekuda than what was the kasha from the braisa according to the Ravid. Again, in the Gemara you have Rabbi Chanina, Masav Rabbi Chanina, he brought a braisa where it says that you give a get mehayom ulachar misa, and it's a get ve'ein a get. It doesn't stim with Rabbi Yochanan. So what nekuda in the braisa makes it not stim with Rabbi Yochanan? According to the Ravid, it's the fact that the braisa is talking about a get. Because Rabbi Yochanan's lamdas is only good for Kedushin, it's not good for a get. According to Taisus, no, there's no difference between Kedushin and a get. The nekuda that makes this braisa shver on Rabbi Yochanan is the fact that the seif hazman is lachar misa. It could have been Kedushin also. The fact that the Seif HaZman is La'achar Misa, that's what makes it not Shtim according to Rabbi Yochanan. So we see that earlier we saw how Tosfos and the Ravid learned different Pshatim in the Lamdas of Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha. Here we see in this next step that L'shitasam, they learned different Pshatim in Rabbi Chanina's Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, why this Braisa makes a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And let's just fear ice to clarify what comes out from these two different ways of learning Rabbi Chanina's kasha is a nafkamina la halacha. What would be a nafkamina la halacha between Taisa's pshat and the Ravid's pshat? Does Rabbi Yochanan's lamdas work for get? Let's say it wouldn't be la'achar misa. Let's say it would be la'achar shloishim yoyim. Hareze gitech mehayom la'achar shloishim yoyim. According to Taisa's, the same way that Rabbi Yochanan allows a kedushin mehayom la'achar shloishim, he would also allow a get mehayim alach shleishim. But according to the Ravid, no, it only works for Kedushin. It doesn't work for a get. So that's one major nafkamina lahalacha between Taisus and the Ravid, which goes into how they learn this step of the Gemara, the Masar Rav Chanina. Let me quickly mention that Avnei Miluim adds another very interesting nafkamina lahalacha. Again, we know Taisus and the Ravid have different explanations in the Lamedus of Rabbi Yechanan. But Lamaisa, both of them say that according to Rabbi Yechanan, you can make a Kedushin Me'achshav Lachash Leishim Yoyim, and then someone else can come in the middle and Kedushin Kulam Taifsim, by everybody's Kedushin are going to be Chal. They're both being Mazbir, the same member of Rabbi Yechanan. Where's the Nafkamina Lahalacha between them? So we saw from our Gemara one Nafkamina Lagabi, whether it works for Gerishin. The Avnei Miluim is Moisif a second Nafkamina. The Avnei Miluim is in Simon Mem, Tzivkat and Ches. Dr. Avnei Miluim, he clears a Shaila. What will be the din if in the middle of 30 days it becomes kolsa kinyanai? We talked back on Dafnan Tess about this musug, this inyan called kolsa kinyanai. When I do a kinyan now, and I say that the kinyan should be chal later, and in the middle my kinyan disappears. We learned on Dafnan Tess that never really happens when you're talking about a Kedusha Kesef. Kedusha Kesef, since it made a shibud, you never have a problem of kolsa kinyanai. The money might be gone, but the shibud remains. But what about if you use the shtar? Let's say you're Mekadesh and Isha with a shtar. With Kedusha shtar, there's definitely a halach of kolsa kinyanai. Let's talk for a moment, not about this complicated case of ume'achshav ula'achash leishim yayim. But let's say stam, a person is Mekadesh and Isha la'achash leishim yayim. He walks over to the Isha, he says, Harei Mekadesh li la'achash leishim yayim. Now it's the first of Cheshvin. He wants the Kedusha to be chal on the first of Kislev. He says, Harei HaMekudesh Sali La'achash Leishim Yoyim on Rish Chedesh Kislev, and he puts the Shtar Kedushin into her hands. So the din is clear that those Kedushin will only be Chal if she still has the Shtar by Rish Chedesh Kislev. If that Shtar gets lost or that Shtar gets destroyed sometime during those 30 days, then the Kedushin won't be Chal. Because Rish Chedesh Kislev is going to roll around, the Kedushin are supposed to be Chal, and she has no shtar. That's called kolsa kinyanai. The kinyan expired. The kinyan is gone. And it wouldn't be typhus anymore. Would you have that problem over here? Now let's come back to the case of our Gemara. It's not a case of v'la'achar shleishim yoyim. It's a case of me'achshav v'la'achar shleishim yoyim. V'alni b'dirab yechanan. If a person is mekadesh and isha, he gives her a shtar kedushin with the words, harei mekadesh esli me'achshav u'la'achar shleishim yoyim. And then in the middle of the 30 days, the shtar disappears. It's like the Avnei Miluim. According to Tosfos, something's still supposed to happen at the end of 30 days. That's when the kinyan is supposed to be completed. He wants the kinyan to be chal little by little. Every day in the next 30 days, she's supposed to become more mekudeshes. But let's say on day 20, the shtar gets lost. So that next little bit of chalois that's supposed to happen on day 21 and more on day 22 and more on day 23 all the way till day 30, all those parts of the kinyan aren't going to be chal. The shtar is gone. How is the kinyan supposed to be chal? According to Taisus, you can have a problem of kolsa kinyanai. But according to the Ravid, Zakta Avnei Miluim, there's nothing that's supposed to be chal later. Everything was chal on day 1. This is not at all similar to the case of Harei Mekudesh Sli La'achar Shleishim Yayim. He was Mekadeshar from day 1 with a shiur in his kinyan. He left someone out of the kinyan. Just like we learned in Maseches Gittin, you could leave out Ruvain from your kinyan. So also over here, he left somebody out from the kinyan. Just what's unusual about this case is that instead of naming the person by name, Harei Mekadesh Lichutz Mishimin, over here he left out a class of people. And the way he defined the class is, whoever will be Mekadesh you in the next 30 days, that's who I'm leaving out of the Kedushin. But nothing is being chal at the end of 30 days. The only thing that changes after day 30 is that it becomes impossible to get into that class of people that he left out of his Kedushin. But all the Kedushin that he made on day 1. So Zaktam Avnei Miluim, according to the Ravid, there's not going to be any chasaron of kolsa kinyanai. She doesn't need to have the shtar in her hands. For on day 2, let alone on day 30, she doesn't need the shtar anymore. The whole kinyan was made on day 1. On day 1, he was mekadesh her. Everything that Reuven's going to do with her, he did on day 1. What did he do with her? He made a kedushin, and he was meshayer. He left out of his kedushin certain people. Which people? The people that will be mekadesh her sometime before day 30. So Taka, we won't know until day 30 which people he left out of his Kedushin. But once we do know who they are, we'll know the Kedushin that he made and the Shir that he made was all completed. The Chalais of it was completed on day one. That'll be a tzveta nafkamina between Taisus and the Ravid. According to Taisus, there's going to be a din of kol sekenyanai. According to the Ravid, there's not. Let's talk about one more inyan on this same sugya. I want to talk about the words of the Rif and the Rambam in deciding and discussing how to paskin in this machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, because both of them say things that bring together a lot of the inyanim that we talked about so far. The Rif paskins like Rav. He says that if one person is mekadesh nishal la'achar me'achshav la'achar shleishim yoyim, and another person is mekadesh me'achshav la'achar esrim yoyim, and a third person is mekadesh me'achshav la'achar asar yamim, he says that she's a suffek mekadeshes to the rishain and a suffek to the shlishi, the achrain, but she's vade not mekadeshes to the sheni, because like Rav said, it might be a tnai, a lashon of tnai, and then she's mekadeshes to the rishain. It might be a lashon of chazar, and then she's mekadeshes to the achrain, but mamanav shech, she's not mekadeshes to the sheni. So that's how the Rif paskins. That's what Rav said, and the Rif paskins that way. The only surprising thing about the Rif is that Rabbi Yechanan on the Maisa argues. Rabbi Yechanan says, afilu kedusha meya taif simba. In this case, she'd be mekadeshes to the sheni as well. And we have a general rule that Rabbi Yechanan prevails in a machlekes against almost anybody. Specifically against Rav and against Shmuel, we have such a klal that Rabbi Yechanan, we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan over Rav. We also pass on like Rabbi Yechanan over Rish Lakish. We pass on like Rabbi Yechanan over almost everybody. But al kol panim, there's a rule that we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan against Rav. So why did the Rif over here pass on like Rav against Rabbi Yechanan? That's what all the Rishonim are bothered by. The Rishonim make a ha'ara. It's not the only teretz for the Rif, but what's negeya le'inyaneinu, I'll bring in that the Rishonim will make a ha'ara. That if we assume that he was learning an Ar Gemara like the Ravid, then we understand very well why he paskened the way that he did. Because according to the way the Ravid explained Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan's whole halacha over here is based on a shita which gets rejected in the Gemara in Gittin. True, Rabbi Yechanan is allowed to hold that way, but lemaisa, the Gemara in Gittin comes to a maskana. The Gemara in Gittin says that we're makish havaya liyitziyah and we don't allow a kedushei chutz. So the rules of paskin like Rabbi Yechanan over Rav, those are all as long as the Gemara doesn't tell us how we paskin. But when the Gemara paskins one way, we follow the Gemara. If Rabbi Yechanan over here is going like that tzad, that havamin of the Gemara in Gittin, so the Gemara already told us that we don't paskin that way. That would explain very well why the Rif doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, he paskins like Rav. That's the Rif. What about the Rambam? The Rambam is a complete mystery over here. The Rambam brings down the case of the Gemara. Three people, and the Rambam writes that she's mekudeshes mikulam misafek. She has a suffic kedushin to all three of them. Now, what do you make of that? The words that she's mekudeshes mikulam misafek is a stiru mineu bei. There's nobody in our Gemara that says that she's mekudeshes mikulam misafek. Not Rav, and not Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rav, what do you mean mikulam? There's only a suffix between the Rishon and the Achrin. There's no suffix on the Sheni. That's the whole top piece of the Gemara on this Amud, that Abaye is being mazbir, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, either it's a Lashon of Tanai, so she's mekudeshes to the Rishon, or it's a Lashon of Chazar, she's mekudeshes to the Achrin, but she's not mekudeshes to the middle guy. That's Rav. So the Rambam's word mikulam is not like Rav. So you'll tell me, okay, the Rambam is going like Rabbi Yechanan, that's why she's mekudeshes to all three of them, but then what's the word misafek? According to Rabbi Yechanan, like we said at the beginning of the Shir, Rashi, Taisus, they both speak out that according to Rabbi Yechanan, afilu kedushei meya toif simba, means that they're all toifes b'teres vadai. And that's why Rabbi Sharshi had to give this complicated lumdus of kol chad v'chad rav chalachav reishavak, because they're all really toifes, there's no safek at all. So the Rambam's lashon that kedushei that mekudeshes mikulam misafek mamanav shach. If he's passing like Rav, why does he say mikulam? If he's passing like Rabbi Yechanan, why does he say misafek? Zok the Kesef Mishnah, the la'ilam he's passing like Rabbi Yechanan, because like we just said a moment ago, a taina on the Rif, that usually the rule is that we pass in like Rabbi Yechanan over everybody else, so you should pass in like Rabbi Yechanan. That's why she's mekudeshes mikulam. But The Rambam didn't want to paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, like the explanation that's given in the Gemara for the words of Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Misharshi, who said, Azbur lachtaim ed Rabbi Yechanan, and he gave us a lumdis. But that lumdis doesn't work so well. Rav Misharshi has to cash on him. The Gemara gave it teretz. Yeah, the Gemara gave it teretz. Zuck the case of Mishnah, Abra is a deichik teretz. The Rambam thought that the explanation that the Gemara gave for Rabbi Yechanan is nidcha, is really pushed aside. But the etzem words of Rabbi Yechanan are really very open to a different explanation. What's the different explanation that the words of Rabbi Yechanan are open to? Zuck the case of Mishnah. Remember at the very beginning of the sugya, we said that Rashi was bothered. Why does Rav Misharshi come along and say, Azvur lachtayim ed Rabbi Yechanan, I'll tell you pshan and Rabbi Yechanan. And he goes and he says, Mechudish tig alumnus of Kolchad v'chad rav chalachavi shavak. Why didn't he learn kipshutai? That Rabbi Yechanan, like Rav, has a suffix, whether it's a Lashon Tanai or a Lashon Chazara, but Rabbi Yechanan allows that maybe each person means his own separate thing. And that maybe the Rishon meant the Lashon Chazara, and the Sheni meant the Lashon Tanai, and the Shlishi maybe meant the Lashon Tanai, and the Sheni didn't mean the Lashon Tanai, and the maybe she's a suffix Mekadesh to all of them. Rashi was bothered. Why couldn't we explain Rabbi Yechanan that way? So Rashi gave a teretz. Rashi said that since then it would only be a suffix, and Rabbi Yechanan's words, Toifsin is mashma, but Teres Vadai, so that's why Zogt Rashi, the Gemara, thought that can't be the Pshat of Rabbi Yechanan. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that's what Rashi writes. But maybe the Rambam didn't agree. And maybe the Rambam thinks that that Pshat is perfectly compatible with the words of Rabbi Yechanan. When Rabbi Yechanan says, Afilu Kedushay Meya Toifsin Ba, he means Toifsin Misafik, that there are Meya, there could be 100 people that she might be Mekadeshes to. So even though that's not the pshat that Rav Misharshi gave, good, Rav Misharshi thought he had a better pshat in Rav Yechanan, a more elaborate, a more lumdish pshat in Rav Yechanan. But we ended up asking kashas on Rav Misharshi's pshat. So Rav Misharshi's pshat, that kol chad v'chad v'av v'chav v'shavak, that gets pushed away. But the Rambam held that just because we pushed away Rav Misharshi's pshat is no reason to push away the whole member of Rav Yechanan, no reason to push away our klal that we usually pass on like Rav Yechanan, because we can learn the simple pshat in Rabbi Yechanan, the pshat that we mentioned in Rashi's kash at the beginning of the sugya, that he holds that there's a suffix, whether it's a tanai or a chazara, and each person can mean his own thing. So therefore, zuk the kesef mishnah, that's what the Rama means. When he says that she's mugudeshes mikulam, misafik, he means to be paskening like Rabbi Yechanan, but with the tam that was suggested and rejected by Rashi at the beginning of the sugya. Now we'll go on the Ezras Hashem to the next sugya. Starts with the Mishnah and continues on all of Amud Beis. What we have here is really the Iker sugya of Kedushin Al Tanai. The Mishnah gives a bunch of examples of Kedushin Al Tanai. The Gemara brings down a Yisoidistik Machlaikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda about whether an ordinary Tanai of an Almanas is understood to be a Lamafreya Dika Tanai or not. And let's touch on one inyan that comes up, a Yisoidistik Hashayla Lagabi Tanayim that comes up in the Gemara on Samach Amud Beis. There's a braisa about 10 lines from the top where it says, Meisvei, the Gemara is coming to ask a kasha on Rabbi Hudu, who holds that an almanas is not Kamei Achshav. And it says in the braisa, Hareza Gitech Amanasha Titnili Masayim Zuz, that if the Baal gives his wife a get, almanas, on condition that you give me Masayim Zuz. So the braisa says, Alpha Pishon Iskareya Hageta Sha'abat Hareza Megureshes, so that even if the get gets torn up or lost, she'll still be Megureshes. Is what we were just talking about a few minutes ago, that really there should be a din of kol sekinyanai. So if the get is lost, by the time she gives the masayim zuz, by that time the get is lost, so why is the get chal? It must be a raya that almanas is kamei achshav, and so it was really chal on day one. It's not chal when she gives the money, it's a raya to Rav Huna against Rav Yehuda. Then the braisa adds the following line. Ula acher leitinase, but she can't get married to anyone else, even though we just said that Hareza Megureshes. He gave her a get, he made this condition, the get could get lost, it doesn't matter, she's Megureshes. But La'achar Lo'itinase, she can't marry anyone else, Achetitein, until she gives the money. Even though the Gerushin will be Chal retroactively, let's say he gave her this get on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And he says, Almanas Titnili Masayim Zuz, and she ends up giving the money on the 15th of Kislev. But the Braisa says that she's really Megureshes L'Mafreya.
That's what we see from Sheneskarei HaGet. It doesn't matter if the get is torn by the 15th of Kislev, because that's not really when the Gerushin are being chal. Once she gives the money on the 15th of Kislev, we now know that she was really Megureshes retroactively from Rosh Chodesh Kislev when he gave the get, because Kol HaOmer Al Menatzka Imer Mayachshav Dami. But nevertheless, Zak the Braisa, even though retroactively she's Megureshes from Rosh Chodesh Kislev, but she's not allowed to marry anyone else until the 15th. If the 15th is the day that she gave the money, she won't be allowed to marry anyone else until the 15th. The chiri we see from this braisa, gavaldik chiddush, that even though the gerushin are chal retroactively, and le'inyan, let's say, b'di'eved, if she was makabel kedushin from somebody else, would the kedushin be chal or not? We say she was megureshes l'mafreya. And she would be mekudeshes to someone else if she was pashal yad vekibul kedushin between the 1st and the 15th. But le'inyin lechatchila, we don't allow her to get married kol zman that there's a t'nai on her get. She has a get in her hands, but it's not 100% decided whether that get is going to be chal or not. So the braisa, it seems, is teaching us, we don't trust her to say, go ahead, get, if you think you'll be mekayim the t'nai, so you'll be mekudeshes l'mafrei, you're allowed to get married. We don't say that. The Braisa is teaching us, the Ran speaks this out, that the Braisa is teaching us a tremendous chiddush, that as long as there's a suffix, as long as it's not yet completely resolved that the get will be chal, she's not allowed to get married. The Ran has a long discussion about this. It's not a Ran over here in Kedushin, but a Ran in Gittin, on the Dafayin Dalad, where there's a parallel sukkah to ours. The Ran over there brings down three opinions about this halacha. The first opinion the Ram brings down, B'Shem Yeshu Emrim, is, like I just said, that any time that there's a t'nai and a get, l'chatchil, we don't allow her to get married. Kozman, that t'nai is not resolved, there's still a possibility that something can happen that'll make the get not bichal, so she can't get married. How can we take that chance? How can we allow her to get married now, starting from Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and then in 2 weeks' time we might discover, oh no, the t'nai of the get was in this battle, and the get is really not chal, and she's really an Eishes Ish all along. We don't take any such chances. Kozman, that there's a t'nai on the get, we don't allow her to get married. That's the first opinion in the Ran that he quotes B'Shem the Yeshayimim. But then the Ran brings another Yeshayimim, which is the opinion of the Ritva here in our sugya. The Ritva has an Arichas, and he speaks out the following chiluk. The Ritva says that there's really a difference between two different types of t'naiim. There's a t'nai of a kumba asei, and a t'nai of a shevi al tasa. There's a t'nai that where a husband says, "Harei gitech almanas," that you do something. Like the case of our rice, almanas shetitin li mesayim zuz. Well, let's give another case, almanas shetish diyayin. The get should be chal if you do drink a cup of wine. And I picked that example because that makes it easy to use to talk about the opposite case also. And then there's a t'nai of a shevi al taseh. Almanas shetish diyayin. Let's say he gives her a get, almanas that let's say, this coming Yontif, it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so in a few weeks it'll be Hanukkah, and he says that I'm giving you this get al manas that during Hanukkah you don't drink any wine. That's a t'nai of a shevi al tase. Zok the Ritva. If the t'nai was a shevi al tase, she can get married right away. She gets the get Rosh Chodesh Kislev. If she wants to get married, she can go and get married. But we're not really 100% sure that the get will be chal, because we still really have to wait and see that she doesn't drink wine on Hanukkah. If she does drink wine, then the get will be batal. So how can we allow her to get married now? Teretz is, but we trust her. She won't get married if she's planning on drinking wine. If she decides to get married, that means that she's planning on not drinking wine. So we trust her. She'll take care of herself. She won't go and be mevatal her get if she's relying on this get to marry somebody else. So if she says, trust me, I'll be mekayim the t'nai, I won't drink the wine, as long as it's a t'nai of a shevi al taseh, we trust her. But if it's t'nai of a kumba asei, where he said that you have to do something, and the get won't be chal unless she does it, so then we don't allow her to get married until she actually goes and does it. Then we're not going to just trust her. When she says, oh, don't worry, trust me, he said I should drink wine, I'll drink the wine. But since she's missing a maisa, she has to still go and do something. So here we don't trust her to go and do it. We say, no, we don't get married until you go and do it. But as long as it was a t'nai v'shevi al taseh, then we trust her if she says that she'll be mekayim the t'nai and she's allowed to get married immediately. The Meila Zok, the Ritva,
There's no kash on this opinion from our Braisa, even though our Braisa says that we don't let you get married as long as there's a Tanai that's pending. But our Braisa is a case of a Tanai B'kum Vase. Amanasha Titnili Masayim Zuz. That's like the case of Amanasha Tishti Ayin. So yeah, in the case of a Tanai B'kum Vase, then we say Ulechachil Leitinase Achatitni Achatitin. We don't allow her to get married as long as the Tanai is pending. But it could still be that by Tanai of a Shevi Altase, we allow her to get married right away. The third opinion that the Ram brings down is the opinion of the Rambam. And the Rambam says that in all cases where he gave her a get al tanai, since we hold, like Rav Huna in our sugya, that a kol imra almanat ka imra yachshav dami, so the get is really going to be chalam afreya, zok the Rambam, she's allowed to get married immediately. And the Rambam is not machalik between a tanai of a kumbasei or a tanai of a shevi al tase. It doesn't matter whether he says almanas that you do drink wine or almanas that you don't drink wine. If he gives her the get and reshchedish kaslev, she could take that get and go get married. Either there's a tanai you have to make sure that you don't drink wine. Don't worry about it. I won't drink wine. What if there was a tanai that you have to make sure that you do drink wine? Don't worry about it. I will drink wine. Whatever the tanai was, if she wants to say, leave it to me, I'll take care of the tanai, we trust her. She can get married now and be mekayim the tanai whenever the time comes to be mekayim the tanai. And as long as the Tanai is a retroactive kind of a Tanai, that when the Tanai is Mekuyim, she'll be Megureshes from now, we allow her to get married starting from now. That's the Shitas HaRambam. It's the exact opposite of the first opinion in the Ran. The first opinion of the Yeshayim in the Ran was that we never allow her to get married until the Tanai is Mekuyim and there's nothing pending anymore. The Rambam holds that we always allow her to get married right away, whether it's a Tanai B'kum Vasei or a Tanai B'Shevi Al Tase. Frek the Ran, a gavaldig kash on the Rambam from our Braisa. Over here in the Braisa it says, Ula acher loitinase achatitain. Has the Rambam going to explain that halacha? Why do we say that lechatchila she can't get married? The Rambam said that when she gets a get al tanai, she could get married right away. Even if it's a tanai of a kumvase, even if she still has to do something, if she says I'll do it, we leave it to her. We trust her. She can take her chances and be responsible for her own fate. That's the Rambam Shita. So why does it say in this verse that we don't allow her to get married? So the Ran says that although the Rambam in his Psakim, he doesn't speak out this chiluk, and he says, regardless of whether it's a kumvasei or a shevi al tase, either way, she's allowed to get married right away. But what we have to be maisif is that that's all provided it isn't a certain type of a case. The Rambam is going to have to make one chiluk. And the chiluk is between a tanai that's entirely biyada, in her hands to be mekayim, versus a tanai in which she's tluya b'das acherim. And that which the Rambam says that we trust her, and any time that she says, don't worry, I'll be mekayim the tanai, she's allowed to get married right away. But that's all if it's a tanai that's biyada l'kayim. So like the examples that we gave, Almanasha loy tishti yayin, or Almanasha yes tishti yayin. Either way, if she wants to drink the wine, she'll drink the wine. If she doesn't want to drink the wine, she won't drink the wine. No one's ma'akiv, no, she doesn't need anyone else's cooperation or participation. So there, the Rambam holds that she can get married right away, and we can rely on her to be mekayim the tanai later. But the tanai in our Gemara was Almanasha titni li masayim zuz. It was a transaction that involved two people. The tanai was, you have to do something to me. You have to give me Masayim Zuz. What if you can't find me? What if I'm hiding somewhere and you don't know where I am? And you're running all over trying. You might be very determined to be Mekayim this tanai. You intend to be Mekayim this tanai. And you're trustworthy and you're good for your word. If you say you'll be Mekayim this tanai, you'll be Mekayim this tanai. But what if I don't cooperate? What if the Baal isn't around? Since this tanai, the key of this tanai is Tali b'das acherim. So over here, the Rambam will agree that she can't get married until the tanai is mekuyim. So in a nutshell, Gabi, this halacha in the rights of la'achar leitinase ashatitain, we have the first yeshemim in the Ran who says that all tanayim are like that. As long as there's a tanai that's not yet resolved, that's still pending, she can't get married l'chatchila. The Ritva says that we only put this restriction on her if it's a tanai b'kum v'asei, like the case of the Raisa. But if it's a tanai b'shevi al tase, she's allowed to get married right away, and we trust her to take care of the tanai. The Rambam holds that even if it's a tanai b'kum v'asei, she's allowed to get married right away, and we'll trust her to be mekayim the tanai. But Zakhtaran, the Rambam will be moideh that if that tanai, if the kiyum of that tanai requires the participation of somebody else, then the Rambam is moideh that la'achar lo tinaseh ad shetitein.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.